And now let's return to our Roman food chain and a 2,000-year-old diet. Just how can we go about reconstructing ancient menus? And what did Roman food taste like? Mary White.
The first thing to know is that not all meals were feasts, nor were the wealthy always eating feasts. So feasts were extraordinary events rather than ordinary ones. And thus, either places where you were celebrating something, either ritually or personally, or you were needing to demonstrate your power through what you served, the extravagance of it. A meal of the kind we're calling a feast, you got, say, the first course, which was called the gustatio, would be vegetables with vinegar or lentils. The rich ate lentils, the non-rich ate other kinds of pulses and grains. Small fish, small birds, small things, little finger foods. So that would be the gustatio, the first starters. The main course could be actually three or more courses, a prima, secunda, tertia. And they ate a fair amount of meat at feasts, but not at all much meat on ordinary days, even rich people. There was an extraordinary dish served at one banquet that I read about, which was called the Porcus Troianus, and that was the Trojan pork, the Trojan pig. And they stuffed a whole pig with sausages, roasted him, and served him standing on all fours, and then cut from below, his sausages spilled out like intestines. So, kind of gross, but there you are. And that was the point of these feasts, which was excess, extraordinary. These were not ordinary times.
And you mentioned that rich people on ordinary days, even then they didn't eat much meat at all. But what else were they eating day to day, the richer people?
Even rich people started by eating only sort of a grain gruel, which was called pulse, P-U-L-S. And pulse was made from kind of an early wheat called emmer, which is now in Italy called farro. But they gradually ate bread, and then the specialist bread baker was created. They would have bread with olives and olive oil and eggs and cheese. They would have wine, and wine was always watered. If you drank unwatered wine, then two things. It could be in violation of a sumptuary law that said nobody should drink unwatered wine, but it also was seen as crude and coarse by the upper classes to do that. They also wanted to distinguish themselves from not only the poor, but especially from the barbarians. And these were the Germani, usually the so-called Germans, who were seen to eat a lot of meat. So the Romans did not want to eat a lot of meat because that was barbaric. And it wasn't that they were vegetarian, but that they wanted to be seen as civilized.
Were there any other things that they tried to express by eating certain types of food?
Well, there were things that men ate that women didn't eat. Women were, first of all, at these feasts, women sat on chairs, and women were always distinguished, and they weren't to eat as much meat. They were to eat less and to eat the non-extravagant foods. So they expressed gender distinctions. They also had ways of eating that expressed certain kinds of religious activity. Animal sacrifices. Animals were held in great respect. They weren't to be seen as only food. So any animal that was going to be eaten had to be killed in a ritual sacrifice to begin with. You weren't only just expressing your bestial side by eating it. They were very clear about philosophies of food and principles in food. They wanted to express their civilization also through having standards. And one of these was to distinguish the four principal tastes and to have all of them present in every meal. And that almost sounds Chinese in its philosophic dictate. So you had sweet, sour, savory, which we know as umami, and salt. So they'd created this fantastic elaborated sauce, which everybody knows as fish sauce, but called garum. And garum was made with, quite disgusting, fish intestines laid down in salt. It eventually liquefies, ferments, and that fermentation makes it incredibly smelly. Roman law eventually said that no one could make garum in their private homes because the neighbors would really protest.
Were there any disasters, any things which you thought, why did they eat that?
Right. Oh, plenty. they would do things, again, rich and extravagant and somewhat coarse side. They would do things like eat pork breasts and uterus. They loved that sort of thing. They loved all kinds. I mean, they were the original snout-to-tail pork eaters. They ate fetal rabbits. These were, again, extravagances that were outlawed by the sumptuary laws in about 140 B.C., but they would put, and this was satirized, a very large, like, sturgeon or something on the table alive, and the guests would watch it die and change color on the table as it died. That was supposed to be something special. But I'm sure they'd look at what we do and say, really? You eat that?
Mary White, professor in anthropology at Boston University. Have either of you ever tried to reconstruct a feast?
I think the nearest I've got is beef jerky, and that was wandering through the woods holding a bow and arrow, and that was quite fun.
And what did that look like on the way out, Tom?
I couldn't spot it through the woods, but it was quite tasty, yeah.